Blog Talk Radio.
This is MikeSpirit.fm. Good evening and welcome to Guiding Lights with Jeanette Ann and Sarah May. The airwaves are now open and these respected UK Sky Television psychics will take your hand and lead you through the universe with interesting topics and spirit communication. Call Jeanette and Sarah now. 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001. Or register to the chat room and click Call Skype. Now the moment you've been waiting for. Please welcome Jeanette Ann and Sarah May.
Good evening and welcome to Guiding Lights. My name is Jeanette Ann Coombe. I'm half of the dynamic duo of Psychic Mediums and the other half is the lovely Sarah May. And this evening we've got an even extra special treat for all our listeners out there because we've got a really fantastic guest with us this evening, a very special person and a fantastic medium, and his name is Mr. Nick Humphreys. You will all recognise him as he has his own show with us on the Mike Spirit FM network, and he's come to join us tonight to give you guys out there some guidance and some insightful knowledge. So I'm going to pass you over to the lovely Sarah, and we're going to also say hello to the fantastic Nick Humphreys.
Hello, good evening everybody. My name's Sarah May. Nick, are you there, my love?
I am here, yes. Hello.
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 We had a little bit of a joke, didn't we, earlier? Because we've got, the last song is by a certain singer, and we've asked Nick if he could do all of his readings.
No.
As this singer. Live on air, Nick.
No.
You promised that already, Jeff.
Oh,
so there we go. So it's nice to have us all together. Obviously, we're all hosts on Mike Spirit FM, a few of the hosts that run the shows. And it's lovely to have you on our show tonight, Nick.
Yeah. No, thank you for the invite. It's great.
Yeah. Big pleasure.
Yeah, we've been really looking forward to it, Sarah, haven't we?
We have, definitely. I'm a little tired, Jeanette. Are you tired?
No, I'm really completely chilled and relaxed.
Oh, you little lady. Nick, how are you feeling?
I'm really tired, to be honest. I had a really, really busy weekend, and I was up very early yesterday morning and this morning, and I do have a bit of a headache, but, you know, when we work with spirits, sometimes they actually come through and they bring healing whilst we're working with them, so I'm sure I'll be able to get through.
They will. Definitely.
Yeah.
They take over, don't they, Nick? They just borrow us for a little bit.
They do.
And then let us come back.
Yeah.
Almost like aliens, they take us away. if any of you want to call into the show, please do. Those of you in America, 760-283-4611. I do hope this week that I got the number right. Outside of America, prefix with 001. Bring those calls into the show. Usually have a few little bit of a chat, meditations in the first half of the show. 1 second, I have 3 candles and a cat climbing on the side of the candle. You'd think a cat would look at a candle and think, no, I'm not going to run into that, wouldn't you? But there we go. So we've got another little bit of a chat in the first half. We're going to chat to Nick and find out a little bit about him because we often don't get the opportunity to talk to each other. And then after that, we are going to have a few songs and open the lines up to your calls, you the people calling us, and we'd love to give you some readings this evening. You can also get hold of us via Skype if you like, blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. So come and join in. It's not just us. We want a nice little gang coming in this evening, or this afternoon, wherever you are. Right, where are we going to go first? What have we been doing the weekend, Nick?
The weekend, don't ask me what happened on Saturday because I can't remember, but Sunday, me and my wife actually do like a holistic therapy stall, and we travel around at certain fairs and marketplaces and stuff like that, so we were doing something on Sunday. So we were up at the crack of dawn on Sunday, dragged our little 15-month-old daughter with us, and you know, we were up till about 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. Came back and collapsed on the sofa and tired. But yeah, it's been a busy weekend.
Wow.
Lovely.
Yeah, really.
How about you, Jeanette, sweetheart? What have you been up to?
Well, as you know, me, you and Mr. Mike Davis had a fantastic audience on Friday evening up your neck of the woods up in Solihull, which was a really fab night. We had met some lovely people. We fetched some lovely spirit evidence through, and it was a really great night. So that was kind of Friday. Saturday I was really busy. Yesterday I was flat out again. And today I've been doing some private readings as well. So it's pretty much all go for me. But I thought what we do when we're opening the phone lines, the last couple of times we've had the show, we've been asking people what colours they like. Tonight we're going to ask them to just pick a number between 1 and 10. And then I'll give them a kind of a little reading then on the number that they've picked and why they're drawn to that number. But what I want to ask Nick is his date of birth, because I'm going to work out his life path number for him.
Ooh, 31st attempt,
71. So you're a Scorpio, yeah. Nick, yeah?
I'm Scorpio. I'm Halloween baby.
Halloween baby.
Of course you are, right, okay. So we've got 5, and we've got 12, 13. You're a life path number 4, Nick. Okay, now life path number 4s are all about getting the balance right. You know, it's also about someone who's very practical, very, 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 very down to earth and practical. You know, I feel that with you, okay, you could really get on with pretty much anyone, because I think your greatest gift that you have is balance, and you always like to see other people's point of view. Do you understand that, Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah, now, yeah, life path number 4s, okay, really do kind of, they get on well because they're very talented and practical people. So that is your life path. So if anybody asks you in future what life path number you have, you can say my life path number is the number 4. So that's just a little bit of a snippet of how numerology can kind of connect with you on a personal level. So any of our listeners out there this evening, if they would like to send in a number, we can have a look at that number and we can just drop that in as well with the readings from Spirit as well tonight.
Cool. Can I just jump in there as well quickly?
Yes, you can.
And just say that just before we went on air, I said that I've got a book here called Angel Numbers 101.
Yeah, that's a lovely book.
Yeah, have you seen this book?
I haven't got it, but I've seen it before, and it's like different messages from your angel.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and really, I was just looking, as you said, number 4, and thank you for that little bit as well. So I didn't know that path number was for me. So it says in the angel book, then number 4, that the angels are with you. They send you the number 4 to reassure you that they have heard your prayers and are helping you. How nice is that?
There we go.
Yeah.
And I love numerology because it's you know, it's part of how I work. I don't only do numerology because, as you know, I'm a medium and I like to work with the cards and the crystals as well. But I always find that a little bit of numerology in a reading is very interesting because it gives little snippets about that person. And like you said, with that lovely book, well, maybe perhaps then what we could do tonight is, you know, as an added little extra to people, if they do, you know, say a number, we can have a look and see what the angels have got to say to them as a little bit extra, something special for the listeners tonight.
Definitely.
Yeah. Lovely. Now I've got you, Sus, Nick. You're going to agree with everything we say, aren't you?
No.
Well done, Jeanette. Sus the guest out right at the beginning.
Oh dear, what have I got myself in for?
Yeah, exactly.
You've got us too, Nick. Okay, so Nick, I'm interested in your psychic surgery because I do psychic surgery as well.
Yep.
So okay. How did you get into that? I'm quite interested to know the story behind that.
I fell into it. I sort of, because I worked with animals years ago, and I always noticed that, you know, animals would come up to me, like, because I work for Batsy Dogs Home and I work for the RSPCA, I would be able to sit there and comfort these sick, poor animals and put my hands on them, and then, you know, start to see a difference in them. I then started to apply that to, obviously, humans as well. And that was really where I thought my path was going. I always knew that I had the link with spirit, but I thought, my path was with healing. You know, I thought that's what it was going to be. And somebody said to me years ago, you'd be good at doing trance. I was like, no way. I am not going to be doing trance. That's just not what I want to do. I'm not interested in it. And it scares the living daylights out of me. And then I was actually doing some development groups. And in these development groups, at the end, we would all offer each other, like, healing. And I would put my hands on the backs of people and sit there and just bring healing thoughts through and, you know, ask for a spirit to come and help as well. And every time that I sort of finished the healing, everybody's either their mouths were on the floor or, you know, they'd come out with, did you know that you've got this guy that comes through and your face changes and, you know, he looks around and stuff like that. I was like, no. So then I started to have, I had to have a look then into trance mediumship, just to encourage that spirit connection a bit more, to strengthen it. And that's really where it kicked off. You know, I've now worked very closely to a spirit doctor called Dr. John, and he's a fantastic guy, very cheeky, likes a good laugh, but his healing and his direction is fantastic. So that's really how it came by for me, really by chance, and I sort of fell into it. But I don't do enough of it. That's the problem.
I know. I find that as well, Nick.
Yeah.
I'm doing a Reiki person. I'm doing Reiki for somebody tomorrow morning who's been part of a package of EFT, hypnotherapy and Reiki. So the EFT practitioner is tapping it all out, getting to the bottom of the root of what's going on. Obviously, the hypnotherapist is doing the same. And what I'm going to do is just go and love her all up and heal her. So it was sort of a trio, and the fact that it's a three, one, two, three, the power of three, and it's something I thought, yeah, I really want to do this, but to be honest with you, with the Reiki, unless people have had it, they're not really that interested in doing it, but once they've had it, they think, oh, I'll come back and I'll have that again.
Yeah.
Quite difficult to actually sell it, not that I would want much money for it, but with that, I also do the psychic surgery as well.
Yeah.
And I've got a man called Khan who works with me. He looks like the Kentucky Fried Chicken man. You know, Colonel Saunders, whatever you call him.
Yep.
And he puts his thumb up, and I talk to him in my head. And I just do things to people. And I know he's there. But with my Reiki, I've got a wild-looking woman by the name of Azor who came into me when I was attuned with my Reiki 1. And she looks like she's got very red face, very big white eyes, and sort of very, not unkempt, but like wild hair, grey hair.
Yeah. Yep.
And I looked at her and I thought, ooh, when I saw her, but she's lovely, really powerful. Yeah. So I've got those two people that work with me on the healing side of things. But as you say, Nick, desperate to do it, because that's what we're about. When we do readings, we heal, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of things. I mean, I know a little bit about Dr. John's background because people do. I give demonstrations, and he likes to come through and talk about and help people in the audience as well. But he was a doctor in Sheffield in the Royal Sheffield Infirmary. Now I've looked that up, and it still exists, but it's not an infirmary anymore. It's flats, I think they've made it into. But then he moved down to London, and he stayed there until his passing. But when he comes through, and what he says to me when I'm in meditation, he comes through and talks to me, is that actually when he comes through to work, he brings up to 36, depending on how ill the patient is or what it's to do with, he brings about 36 other doctors with him. So he's got his own team. So it's really quite amazing. And he's got a neurologist that works very closely with him, called Dr. Ishma. And he's come into me as a person before as well. And he's got Dr. Julian as well. He's almost like a plastic surgeon. So he talks about and deals with scar tissues and stuff like that. But it's funny that Jeanette was saying about me having a balance. You know, I charge for readings, I do demonstrations and stuff like that, but actually the healing as a balance I offer for free. So and I'm really surprised, because I do a free healing circle every Monday at home, and I'm surprised at how many people don't take up on the offer. So, you know, it's really bizarre. I don't understand.
You charged, they would.
Yeah, maybe I should.
Maybe you could, and maybe give some to charity.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, definitely.
It's about the exchange of energy, isn't it? Which can be the abundance side of it, the financial side of it.
Yep.
But also, it's almost like with the Reiki, you've always got to have something in order to give it. Even if it's just a cup of tea or a biscuit, they need to accept that they're receiving healing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I teach my wife about spiritual side, you know, about meditation and bringing in spirits and actually connecting to them. And Dr. John, we were doing a healing session, and Dr. John has actually assigned her own spirit doctor, which is, I can't remember her name. I can't remember the doctor's name, but yes, it's quite powerful stuff. So,
lovely.
Great.
Fantastic. Well, we all are healers. I feel that even, you know, whichever way that we work, whichever way we bring it in, I think we all heal, because sometimes just, you know, having guidance is healing as well, because you bring that through as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. Very drawn to the healing side as well. I like to send out healing. I work very closely to Archangel Michael, and you know, when I have a picture of him by the side of me when I work. So I do love the angel energy as well, and bring that through. I feel that alone gives healing. But I also like to work with the cards as well. So I think that, you know, when we work in this field, if you like, there are very a lot of avenues which are interesting that are open to you.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. I mean, and I always say, in fact, I was doing a reading the night before, and this woman said, so, you know, she was asking me, how did I get into this?
Yeah.
And I said to her, do you know what? Everybody can do this. You know, and she's like, no, of course, I can't do this. I'm saying, I'm serious. Everybody is, in some way, has got an ability or a gift, what people like to call it, you know. And it always normally starts off with some sort of healing, you know. We are all healers, we are all spiritually connected, we just need to understand and open ourselves up to it. So she sort of left feeling rather happy that she could actually learn if she wanted to. So yeah, so it's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it certainly is. I mean, to say, you think about it, just listening to someone, you know, I mean, say not ourselves, I mean anybody in general. If someone is feeling a little bit down and someone gives them a listening ear, they feel better. It's, you know, they can't actually physically do anything to change the circumstances, but just that listening and the kind words and the hug, you know, that kind of puts people on the right path. So we all are connected by one source, I feel, and I think it's kind of like very much the inner core light from us all that shines through.
Yeah, and it doesn't cost a lot to listen, does it?
Just
a little bit of time.
Just that couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Makes a difference to people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hmm. Well, I think, you know, as we work in this profession, and we have a lot of people who really have a lot of, you know, problems, I feel sometimes we can give a lot of ourselves as well. And I feel sometimes we need to have that time out just to be ourselves, because otherwise you feel like as though your energy drain, the battery has been deep, you know, completely drained. Do you find that, Nick, if you don't have the balance in that way, that you kind of overwork yourself and you wear yourself out?
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, and I think as a medium, you know, you've got to say, right, enough is enough. I need a couple of days out, or, you know, I need to sleep a little bit longer, or whatever it is. And, you know, you have to recoup your energy. So.
Yeah, I mean, we found that on Friday night. We obviously we did our show and we did our medium work, and I don't think people realise that, you know, some people didn't get messages. Most did, to be honest with you. We did really well. Yeah. They don't realise the energy it takes from you to do this.
They think
that it's so easy to just talk to people. Mm. But when you're getting the energy come through from spirit, they're taking a little bit of energy from you. In order for you to do it, and you do need to say, well, no, and often the energy dips, doesn't it, where you get to a certain level and you think, well, my energy's dipped now, I'm gonna call it a day.
And I think
people don't understand that.
There's a film called Excalibur. I don't know if you've ever watched it. It's about King Arthur and Merlin.
Yeah.
And there's a scene where Merlin changes Lúthien into another person. I can't remember the whole story. And so he can do his deed and then go back. But he wants to be changed again. And it's the fact that Merlin turns around. Now, I sort of watched this film when it first came out back in the early 80s. And Merlin turns around and says, "Are you joking? It took me 9 months to recover after that bit." And I thought, wow, that's a bit of a mad statement to make. But you know what? He was right. He is right. Cause it takes a long time to actually, if we're doing a lot of work, you know, we've got a whole string of shows or whatever it is, and it's full on, it does take a lot. It really does.
It does, and it makes you feel like the next day, so you really just need to restore your energy, really. So I think sometimes when people kind of think that we are invincible superhuman beings, I think the fact of it is that we're just the same as everybody else. It's just we're working with our gifts, and we are mere mortals, and we do get tired. What do you think, guys?
We do.
Yeah, we do. We do. Definitely.
I find when I do events as well, I'm there and I'm always the last one out. There's always a few extra, but can I have one? And I don't like to say no. But if you're doing that on a regular basis, it does tap your energies.
Yeah.
But I don't mind because I do actually love what I do, and I know you two do as well.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
And that helps. You know, to have something that you are so passionate about. You know, like you said, you got up at the crack of dawn. You did that, what you did with your lovely wife, Helen. And then you came back, you had a nap, and then you were out working in the night. No, you wouldn't be doing that if you weren't passionate about what you were doing, Nick, would you?
No. And I'll say this, okay? I won't say any names, but I was offered to do a show about 3 years ago, and they said, "Oh, we're going to do Jeanette, I know this place, the Swansea Grand."
Okay? Oh, right,
and they said, "Think of all that money we can earn from that show." Mm. And I thought, "Think of all those people we can help." So there was a difference. You know, I wasn't thinking of money. I was thinking of the people that I'll be able to help with a message or healing or whatever it was. So there is a great difference.
There is indeed.
So, yeah, absolutely. So, but
we all drive around in battered cars, don't we, Nick?
I tell you, you're joking. I've got a battered old Transit, and I've got this car that the electrics keep failing on. So.
Exactly, but they get us there, don't we?
Yeah, as long as it gets us to A to B and to the next client, that's how it works.
So we're not rich. We're rich maybe in love, but we're not rich in abundance and finance. And I think if I was, I'd give away anyway, to be honest with you. You only need so much. I'd like a nice little healing centre by the sea.
Yeah.
Not much to ask. Some comfort and to not worry about money.
It's not just about the spirit link, you know. I always get excited about the spirit link and the fact that obviously when they come through from the spirit world, they bring that unconditional love with them. It's about actually the connection that we get with others, you know, other human beings. For that 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, however long we are with that person, we have got this connection with that person, and spirit bring us some amazing clients, I have to say. So it's just a beautiful job.
It's a privilege.
It is.
We're lucky, aren't we, guys, that we are able to work in a field that we really love doing with a passion, because I think, I don't know whether you guys will feel the same as me, but before I decided to go professionally, any job that I had on a full-time basis, I never felt like so I was right for it. And I think, you know, that was really Spirit's way of saying, no, this is not meant for you. You've got to do this. because no matter what the job was, I found it very difficult to settle. I swapped and changed jobs constantly. I think the longest I ever managed to stay in a job was about 3 or 4 years, and then I was bored with a passion of boredom. And I think, you know, since I've gone full-time, you know, professionally doing this, it's been like, oh, it's just been like amazing. So it just goes to show that when you are doing something that you really, really are meant to do, then, you know, it doesn't seem like a drudge. It doesn't seem like a 9 to 5. It just is such a passion. Don't you agree, guys?
Yeah. Jeanette, share with everybody, like you did with me on television and drop me on the spot, what your first job was.
Oh, goodness gracious me. Yeah, this is a funny one, but actually true. When I left school, I was hired to be Santa's pixie in one of those Christmas grottos. And yeah, and I used to have to wear the little pixie outfit as well to go with it, and take the children on a ride in the store. And the guy who was doing Santa was a grumpy old man, and he used to like to have a drink in his dinner time, but still, that's another story. But yeah, that was my first encounter with work, and I think I was 16 then when I just left school. So that's a really funny story, guys.
Santa's
Yeah, Santa's little helper, yeah. And they had one tape, you know, which was all the Christmas songs. Was it Little Drummer Boy? And, God, I hate the Christmas songs, because we played it. They played it for 7 weeks nonstop, day after day after day. And in the end, it was like a form of brainwashing. I would have said, yes, okay, I'll tell you anything, please. Stop playing the CD. So I got a thing about Christmas songs. When we get that season coming in now, and you get all the same old songs, I think, oh God, I can't stand no more of it. So that's my take on that anyway.
Well, my first job was selling nuts and bolts.
Really?
Yep. Industrial fasteners, very romantic. What about you, Nick?
I worked for a supermarket.
Did you?
But I had paper rounds, so I did love my paper rounds. It was good.
So you and Sarah wasn't a pixie then, or an elf?
No, I can't say I was ever a pixie or an elf.
Just me then, is it?
Yep.
So guys, are we going to do some sort of a meditation or something, or a walk through? Nick, would you like to do that? Drop you on the spot.
I think I'll leave it to you guys.
Well done, Nick. Hot potato.
Yeah.
Now, I know what's going to happen now, because I'm very clever. If I say Jeanette, I'm giving Jeanette the opportunity to say, Sarah, will you do it?
Do you want to do
Jeanette?
It, Sarah?
Yes, thank you. Will you please?
Oh, there we go.
Go on, Jeanette.
Okay. I'm going to just, let's have a look now. What are we going to do tonight? Okay, what I'm going to do with everybody, I think rather than do a full meditation, because we've been chatting away, I'm going to just take people through a bit of a grounding exercise to have them to really clear any negative energy. Because, you know, even today now, I did a reading for a lovely lady, and she said to me, the people in work are so negative, you know, to me. I'm doing well, and they really are very negative to me. So I think, if you're out there tonight, today, wherever you are in the world, and you're thinking, wow, I feel so negative because these people are affecting me, then I think what we could do this evening is just do a small grounding exercise that will allow you to breathe in positivity and breathe out negativity. So let's see what we can do. And I'm going to ask Sarah, I know she wanted to sneak out of it, but what we're going to ask Sarah to do is open your solar plexus, open your third eye, and we're going to ask Sarah to come in with a crystal. Okay, Sarah?
Yeah, no problem.
That's fantastic. Okay, so when we're all ready, then let's cool down and start breathing. Okay, now then, what I want everybody to do out there, I want them to sit comfortably, sit upright in a chair if you can, because it always helps with the balance, and uncross any arms or legs so that you've got the flow of energy going right around your body, and, you know, unhindered by cross legs or arms. And what I'd like you to do is just put your hands on your legs and start breathing deeply, okay? And as you're breathing deeply, you're actually breathing in positive energy, and it's coming in and it's filling you all with this beautiful positive light. and you're breathing out all those negative thoughts. And above your head, there is a beautiful ball of pure bright light. And in this bright light, there is protection. And what it's going to do, this beautiful bright light, it's going to go down through all your chakras and take away all the negative energy from all of your chakras to balance you up and cleanse you and really make you feel invigorated and ready to face the rest of the day or the rest of the evening in a very positive, calm light that you can carry on, and you can actually now send love to all these people that have been a bit negative towards you. So as I'm coming down the body with this beautiful, beautiful white light, I'm first of all, I'm going to my third eye, and that needs to be balanced. I'm going to ask Sarah if she will suggest a crystal that you could work with to help balance that, please.
Okay, bringing down just above your third eye, we'll pop the amethyst in on the top of your crown. And then into your third eye, I would suggest that you would use a sodalite, which is like a deep blue. And what it does, sodalite keeps you within yourself, pushes away everybody else's negativity from you. It mirrors it back towards the other people.
Fabulous. And now we're going to come down. This beautiful bright light is going to come down, and we're now in your throat chakra. And that's a little bit blocked because you haven't been able to say what you felt to these negative people. So what we're going to do now, we're going to help you. We're going to give you a crystal that's going to open that throat chakra so that you can speak to people who are being negative with you in a very direct, honest way, but also with love. And Sarah is going to give you a crystal that's going to help you keep that throat chakra balanced.
Seated within the center of your throat, you have a turquoise. The turquoise will always protect you. It is a stone of protection, but also it will open up the communication within you. It will enable you to speak freely and enable others to speak freely towards you, but in a way where you will do it so that you mediate in a positive way.
Fantastic. And now, as we focus in on our breathing and breathing in that wonderful positive energy and breathing out any negative self-doubt, we come to the most important blockage, okay? Because this is where we carry all the hurts from all the negative comments or actions that people have ever done to us. And we're going into the heart chakra area. Now, for all you people out there who've got a blockage in the heart area because you're feeling as if you're under par, undervalued, underappreciated, or just basically feeling down because someone has hurt you and you don't feel very good, or you're not good enough, or you're not appreciated, Sarah is going to suggest a crystal that will help you get that balance and positivity back in the heart chakra.
Seated within the center of your heart and radiating out with wonderful energy is the jade stone. And jade will bring you an abundance, maybe on a financial level as well. If you use a jade and pop it in your purse and ask if you do need, require that financial assistance and help, just pop one in your purse or your pocket and just ask for that to work for you. Not for us to be greedy, but sometimes we can be worried about the financial side of life, and this can affect everything else around us quite gravely. So that jade is quite positive in lots of ways. And the jade is going to give you the balance around your heart chakra to balance you around the emotions of yourself and the emotions of all of those that come to you.
Fantastic. Now then, this beautiful light, as you're breathing in the positive energy, breathing out negative energy, is going down into your solar plexus. And I would say that for all the people out there, okay, who are having nervous stomachs, IBS, stresses, worries, tensions, and they're carrying all their hurt in their stomach area, this is where we need to balance you out. All those people who are having negative thoughts about themselves or about their body, they're either not eating too much or they're eating too much, we need to bring the balance back there. So Sarah is going to suggest a wonderful crystal that will help you balance up the solar plexus.
fantastic crystal, which I use on a regular basis, one of my favourites, alongside the sodalite and the amethyst, and also rose quartz I will use, is the citrine. Yellow citrine to me is very powerful. The solar plexus is a very powerful part of your body. It houses quite a big energy. It's your second brain. It's your area where you do a lot of thinking, your gut instinct. And this citrine is going to settle you. Any of you that are feeling emotionally unsettled, your brain is kicking in and overthinking, drop the thoughts down into this citrine, please. Imagine this citrine like a cold stone cooling you down and radiating the healing around you, sending this healing out to everybody that you come into contact with, sending it out through the trees, the earth, the sea, the land, the skies, and the planets, because you are an energy. And then bring this energy back into the citrine. Again, citrine alongside jade is very good for financial abundance.
Mm.
And what I do with citrine is, in the very far left-hand corner of the downstairs of my home, I will place a citrine and I will ask for financial abundance for what I need, but I will also put one in my purse. I'm not guaranteeing this will happen for you, but what I will say is just try it, okay? And if you want to cleanse your crystals, do them in cold salt water and just put them on the window ledge. It doesn't cost much. And I hope that helps you.
That's fantastic. Now, further down, we're going to the sacral chakra, okay? And this is a beautiful, vibrant orange colour. And this, I feel, is where we do all our creativity. So Sarah is going to fetch in a lovely orange energy around this for you.
With this, I'd bring in tiger's eye. And to me, a tiger's eye is a stone of great strength, great protection. It's got so much abundance within it in so many different levels and so many different ways. And your spleen chakra there, just below your sacral chakra, is about your physical relationships with other people. So I think sometimes we need a little bit of protection around that. And I think this tiger's eye will help you and assist you along your way.
Fantastic. As we go down now, and we still breathing out that negativity and breathing in the positive energy, we come down to the base chakra, which is a vibrant red, ball of red energy. Now, this red needs to be used in a very positive way, not in a negative way. You don't want to focus on anger or hurt or any negative red energy or jealousy or resentment. What you need to do is release all those negative thoughts from you and just focus on this beautiful red ball, like a fireball, which is going to go out to the universe to bring you in passion to any new deed that you take on, whether it be work or relationships, or whether it's going to be just generally feeling good and confident in yourself. I'm a great believer that we, all of us, need to carry a little bit of red or wear a little bit of red at some stage every day just to keep that red energy balanced. And I know that Sarah is there waiting just to give you a crystal on what she feels would be very, very good for the balancing of the base chakra.
Seated in your base chakra is a beautiful red jasper. And the red jasper is a little bit of a cheeky stone, but it's something that will ground you. If you have one in your hand and hold one in your hand, you will feel grounded. You will feel that your feet are on the floor. You will feel ready to take on anything that comes towards you. So this red jasper, just have this beside you, have it within you, around you. Just imagine it going up to the planets and coming back down to you. It can reach so many different areas, but it's about keeping you on the level, keeping you grounded, so that you are sure-footed in the future, coming weeks, days, months. And I hope that helps you.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, when you've finished really aligning all your chakras with all these wonderful crystals, just take the couple of minutes to carry on breathing and allow all the negativities to flow from your body, like as though there's a tap being switched on and all that negative energy is just floating away from you. And when you feel comfortable, imagine that the tap is being switched off and that all that's left inside you is positive, wonderful, creative, enlightening, positive energy. And when you have done that, this is something I feel that you should do on a regular basis just to keep you positive and balanced. And that was absolutely lovely, and I'd like to thank Sarah for helping me with that one. So I think we're going to go over to a couple of songs, and when we come back the lines will be open and we're going to be doing some live reading. So catch you all after these songs. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
So there we go, we have Neo, Come Closer, and we also had Puff Daddy, I'll Be Missing You. And I'm sure there's plenty of people there that were all missing. I'd like you to welcome you back to the Guiding Lights show. Before we go over to callers, I'd like to say, Nick, sweetheart, how would our callers, our listeners, be able to get hold of you if they wanted to? And have you got any events that you want to mention that are coming up?
Oh, events. Oh, yeah. How do they get hold of me first? Well, there's a couple of ways. I've got my website, which is www.nick-humphreys.com. And through there, obviously, there's contact details like my mobile number and an email address you can get in contact with me with. Or on Facebook, I've got my personal page, which is Nick Humphreys, and then there's the international medium Nick Humphreys page as well. So that's how you can get hold of me. And also you can listen to me here on, you know, Mike Spirit FM every Tuesday at 9 till 10. Sorry, no, it's not. 9 till 11 p.m. That's another show. So, which is, what is it? It's 4 till 6 Eastern time. There you go. My brain seems to be dying. But have I got, I've got events? Yeah, I've got, I'm in Luton on the 20th at the Best Western Strathmore Hotel. I'm doing a little show there. And then on the 28th of September, I'm in Pristaton in the Nova Centre. And I'm just in a medium show. All tickets are £8. You can take the same price on the door as well. I'm also doing a couple of paranormal investigations. Now, you might have to bear with me while I dig out the dates, but I'm doing the Skewered In next year, that is, so it's a long way off. But we're doing the Castle House jail pretty soon. Yeah. I don't know a lot about it. I've heard some horrible stories from actually the shop holders that have the shops along the same street, about stuff that goes on in their shops. So I can only say that this is probably the same sort of stuff as well. But I'll dig out the date and tell you what day it is. So, but yeah, look on my Facebook page, look on my website, because all the dates are on there, but it's some cracking stuff coming up.
Lovely. I did an event recently in Tamworth. Can't think of the name of the place. Oh, that was well haunted, Nick.
Was it?
You know, you go to lots of places. All the pubs are haunted. There's always something in the pubs. But this one had such a heavy energy. So I'm quite interested in maybe doing a ghost hunt there. Maybe we could all get it. All of the hosts could do one there. We'll have a talk about that maybe after the show.
Yeah.
But, okay, lovely. And Jeanette, do you want to give any contact details out, sweetheart?
Yeah, this week I'm scaling down work-wise because in another 3 days I'm going away for a couple of weeks to Spain to have a lovely two-week break with my lovely husband, and we're just going to chill on the beach and just totally relax. So I've kind of scaled down my work. I've just got a couple of private readings to do tomorrow, and of course you will still find me on Sky TV on Sky 886. I'll be going into the studio, a couple of dates booked, working in London in the studio when I get back in October. Dates to be arranged. I've also got a psychic fair with Sue Othwhite, and that is Mind, Body and Spirit. That's in Falmouth on the 6th and 7th of October. And then there is another day psychic fair on the 27th, which is in Dartford. So I'll be going down there. All the details will be put on my Facebook page, and you will be able to find the details on those psychic fairs if you click on the link to the Mind, Body and Spirit page on their website. So that's all basically in October for me, because as I said, September now is kind of gone, because by the time I come back it'll be the end of September. So that's pretty much what I've been going on down around me over the next few weeks. So I'm really looking forward to just chilling and have some quality time with my husband. So that's my plans anyway.
Okay, lovely. And when you come back, Jeanette, if people want to get hold of you privately, how will they do that?
Yeah, okay, well, there's several ways. They can get me on Facebook, which is Jeanette Ann Poom. I've also got Jeanette Ann Psychic Medium as well, which is a work-related page, so they can get through me that way. There's my website, which is Jeanette_Coombe_psychic_tarot.co.uk, or via Skype, which is all one word, Jeanette Ann Psychic. So there's plenty of ways to contact, but you know, we are available, all of us. We all do private readings, so if anybody who's listening tonight would like to come through to us on either of those ways and book a private appointment with me, Sarah or Nick, that can be arranged as well.
Okay, lovely. And also, you can add yourselves onto our Guiding Lights page. We've got a Facebook page dedicated to the Guiding Lights show, so
definitely,
you're welcome to come and find us on there. If you want to get hold of me, best way is Facebook, a big one for me. I direct everything there, Medium Sarah May. I do have my own personal page, TVs and radios, presenter I think it's Medium Sarah May. My website is under, so we're making changes with my website, so that's down at the moment. You can get me via Skype, but inbox Facebook or add yourself on my page is an easy, quick way to get hold of me. I would like to make a few mentions before we go over to our lovely callers who've very patiently been waiting. I was talking to a fantastic lady today by the name of Julie Reed, Julie Davis, she goes under as well, who has a site, www.shrineofhope, where I will be doing internet readings on the 23rd of October. I think it'd be 9 p.m. Our time. And John, Paul Van Praag, I've got that guy in America, you know, the big guy in America. I think she's connected with him. There are quite a few people that were in his chat rooms come on into her site. So I'll be doing that. And there's a mention for you, the beautiful Julie Davis, who makes fantastic crystals and is a phenomenal trance medium. And her husband was Norman Davis, who's now in spirit. Big work of spiritualist movement. So that's that. This week I would like to mention I am with Glam Girls on this Thursday at the Fox and Goose in Ward End. On Saturday I am in Stratford-upon-Avon at the White Swan with the lovely shopping and indulgence fantastic Linda Harris, who is in my development group and a Reiki master herself. And on Sunday, I am at the Chateau Impney in Droitwich. I'm looking forward to that one because that one looks really posh. So that's just this week for me. And I forgot a big one here. I'm on radio as well. I'm going up to Milton Keynes to watch the fantastic Nick Stepani on the television at the studios that I used to work at. Then we're going up to his radio station, CRMK. Milton Keynes radio station, and I think he's got a little bit of a surprise for me, which I'm a little bit worried about, but I'm sure you'll find out. And Ken, the producer of our show, I'm taking him with me. So there we go. Now, I would like to say we've done enough waffling. I've done enough waffling anyway, and we'd like to bring in a caller. Do we have a caller online?
Hello.
Hello. Hello there. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Adrian.
Adrian. Hello, sweetheart. How are you? My name's Sarah May.
Nice to meet you. How are you doing?
And you. Thank you for waiting. I'm very well, thank you. I think I've introduced myself to you, if I can read for you, Adrian, if that's okay with you, and then the people that are waiting in line will come through to Nick and Jeanette. Okay. Was there anything specific that you wanted to ask me, Adrian, or do you just want me to link in with you?
I was actually curious about my love life. I was wondering if you saw anyone coming to my life that was going to be a permanent anytime soon.
Right, okay. Let me have a look and see what I've got for you. I tend to link in with spirit. So I might try and give you a little bit of evidence before I can hit the points with your love life, because I like to know that I'm with you first. Okay, sweetheart. I get a June link with you, the month of June, and I get a sense that this is either a passing or a birthday celebration around you. Can you take this?
You said for June?
June, the month of June.
It doesn't usually have, like, a specific tie to me, not the month of June.
Okay. No passings, anybody passed, or any birthdays around that time?
No. Not that I can think
of. Okay. It may link in for another reason, so I'll just hold back on that and come back to that in a minute. I feel like I've got somebody with me here with chest problems, somebody in the spirit world. My chest is pulling and my back is pulling. It feels quite tight. It could be something to do with the lungs and the chest area, but also I feel like I've got a pulling around my face as well, Adrian. And with this, I feel like I've got a male energy. I've got a gentleman with me, and he gives me a link around about the January time. He's telling me January. So it could well be that, you know, this January is passings or birthdays with you there. Could you take this?
I think so. I can't think of a man that had a chest issue.
Right. It's like a dull pain. Yeah.
Oh, and I was just thinking, I know this past January, there was a friendship that seemed like it had ended, but that's the only thing I can think of. I don't know.
a friendship that's ending, so we're linking in on your friendship in the January time. Was there a problem in June with a relationship as well, Adrienne?
There was, kind of, sort of, it was a point where a person that I thought, you know, was going to be in my life for a long time, I had found out that, you know, it wasn't going to be true, so that might be what that's tied to.
Good. So the question that you asked, yeah, the direct answer was the June link when you asked that question. So I've gone straight into to answering your question. So something in January and something in June with you. Right. Have you got a Peter around you anywhere, Adrienne?
I'm sorry, what now?
Peter.
A Peter? No, not that I can remember. Not that I can recall.
Either in the spirit world or on the earth plane.
Peter, no.
Peter, can you just take a note of that and take the name Peter, because I feel that's coming in around you for one reason or another. I can see a four as well. They're giving me number four. So I'm wondering if there's a four in a door or a four in a month around you.
Number four. Let's see.
Can see a clear four.
Hmm.
Again, take a note of it, because they're giving me this four around you as well. Okay. I get severed links here, all right? I feel like, I mean, I know you've given me information about the January link, but I get a sense that I know something's severed around about January, but I feel there was something going wrong in the November time as well of last year. Okay, I feel a little bit upside down and on my head around about the November time, and I feel that may have been upsets around you then, either connected around this person that we're talking about here or connected around working situations with you, because they're showing me that this was a time of unsettlement. I feel like I'm spinning on my head and I don't know where I'm going. Okay, now they're drawing me towards the April month as well. Okay, and around about the April time, was there some change around your work? Or you offered some sort of work?
I started a new job at the end of March.
Okay.
So I'm not sure.
That'll be that, because the April, obviously, at the end of March is just at the beginning of April. So April is where you were in the job, and this was the changes coming in around your work. I feel this was quite positive for you, although at the time you maybe wasn't feeling very positive yourself, okay? Around a relationship, the guy that was in January, I feel, had quite a weak demeanour. He wasn't strong enough for you, okay? I feel around you, you need a man's man, okay? Not somebody that is unable to discuss things with you and almost like understand you, because that's the feeling I get with this guy in the past. He just didn't understand and he was quite weak, okay? And I feel that there is somebody around you that you already know, but I don't feel it's this guy. I feel it's somebody else. And I feel he's been around you over the last few weeks, okay? So you may not actually have been introduced to him, but he could be around your working environment. Something to do with somebody around your working environment. And I get a feeling that somebody's going to bump into you or introduce themselves to you. And this, to me, I feel will be new beginnings for you, okay? Have you got a John linking in anywhere around you, Adrienne?
A John? No, not that I can think of.
Okay, I'll get names. I'm not worried that you can't take them at the moment, because you will, you know, you're going to think of them and they will come in for you. Okay. I just feel like gentlemen in spirit, and I feel like I've got, I'm on your dad's side with this, sweetheart. I feel like I'm on your dad's side. So it's either your dad or your granddad. Okay, and I get a sense that I've got chest problems here, that this chest is quite, you know, I don't know if it's a heart attack or what it is, but I've got problems around my chest area. He's just showing me this. Okay, and I want to take you back 5 years here. So was there some sort of devastation or upset around you around about 5 years ago?
Let's see. Yes. Mm-hmm.
There was? Okay, good. So we're making the link in with you. And I'd like to just send some healing to that situation, to clear that and send some healing, because I feel there's something unresolved around what happened at that time, okay? And with doing that, I then feel I can bring you forward. And what I want to say to you is, I feel like I've got a Martin linking in around you. Martin, all right? And I feel he's either around your working situation or connected around your work. And this man has keys, okay? So the keys may mean that he's of importance, or they may mean that he opens the doors. He's got, you know, he's the person that goes to the business and opens the doors. Do you understand? And I do feel that you are going to be a little bit shy, because I feel you can be quite shy, Adrian. And
sometimes.
Yeah. And it's almost like I feel like I'm going a little bit red when somebody talks to me. Okay, a little bit shy. And I feel this will be a little bit uncomfortable for you in the beginning, but he's going to be a sensitive guy and he's going to be lovely. So yes, my feeling and sense is somebody is coming in pretty quickly. It's somebody around your environment, but not somebody that you specifically know. And I definitely want to give you the name Martin linking in with that.
Okay.
All right. So I hope that answers your question. Do keep in touch.
We've
got plenty of callers coming in here, Adrian, and I'd like to really thank you for working with me and calling into the show. If you want to listen back, we know that the show is recorded, so we can go onto Blog Talk Radio and listen back to the meditation if that helps you, and listen back to your reading as well. All right, darling.
Thank you.
Big pleasure. Thank you for calling in. Okay.
Right.
Thank you, darling. We have another caller online. Who do we have?
Unmuted.
Hi, my name is Janice. How are you?
Hi, darling. It's sort of, I didn't hear your name. What's your name?
Danielle. Most people call me Dani Marie.
Dani Marie. Okay, darling. I'm going to hand you over to Nick, Mr. Nick Humphrey. Would you like to take this lady?
Certainly, yeah. Sorry, I didn't catch the name. Did you say Danielle?
Yes, hi, Nick.
Hi. Okay. What's your question, sweetheart? How can we help you this evening?
Well, I didn't know whom I'd be speaking with, so I wrote down a few questions.
Right. Okay.
I understand that you all can connect to the other side, and I did have some people close to me that passed away. So I don't know if they may tap in to give some messages. But along with that, I'd like to know how I tap into my gifts, my psychic gifts, or some clarity on what they are, if I'm to work in this field. I feel really drawn to the spiritual, metaphysical world. But just I'm looking for some guidance, you know, or if there's anything in a past life holding me back from understanding what I'm supposed to do.
Okay. So there's quite a lot there. So let's see what I'm going to open myself up to spirit, okay, and just see what or who comes through and what information we can get for you, okay. I always like to say as well, there's no guarantee as to who we get through.
Right.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Okay. So as I'm talking to you now, okay, my attention is being drawn to a lovely lady that's in the spirit world that's connected to you from mum's side of the family. Okay, and I feel that this lady would have been a grandmother to you, but you would have been rather close to her. You understand this?
Okay.
Yeah?
Not really. I wasn't really close to my grandparents as such. My mom, yes.
Okay. It may even be a mum. I'm not going to make it fit, but it may be a mum. But it's the mum side of the family that I want to go to, okay? Right, okay. She's just telling me that actually you're a very caring person and you actually cared for her before her passing. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so thank you. And she's just confirming that she is actually your mum, because you would have done this for your mum. You understand this as well?
Yes.
Okay. Sweetheart, and as she comes forward, okay, I feel like the centre of my chest is being compressed. Not that I feel like it's being compressed, but I feel like shortage of breath. So she's just given me this as a memory of an ailment that she would have had before her passing. You understand this?
Yes.
Also? Yeah. Okay. Thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Right. Okay. And she's also coming forward, and she's talking to me about a gentleman that's in the spirit world that's also connected to you. Okay. So as you say, there's quite a few in spirit, but I only really want to work with one main energy, and that would be your lovely mum that's in spirit at the moment. Okay. Right, thank you. Now, she's telling me that you're busy of mind and you're also busy physically. So you're busy physically running around doing all sorts, but your mind is all over the place as well. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And also, she just said to me that you need to calm your mind down. You need to. It's almost like you're out of control. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, thank you. Right, okay. Now, she's talking about coffee for some reason. So have you been drinking lots of coffee recently to keep yourself awake or keep yourself going?
Too much coffee.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay, give me that then. Right. Okay. So your question is about your spiritual awareness and development and growth and so on. Okay. Right. Thank you. Right. I am being told here that you will be helping others. Okay. I'm just asking which way that's going to be. Okay. Okay, thank you. Right. Okay. And she just said that... Right. Now, she's talking about a group. Now, I know we've been talking about sitting in groups and so on this evening, okay? But she's talking about a group of people. So this is going to be a group of people that's going to show you the way. So, thank you. Right. Would it be right there's a centre near you? There is actually a centre that's near you. You understand this?
I've been looking. I'm still searching.
Right, okay. She's just telling me to make me aware that actually, and I feel it's quite close, that there's a centre near you. But I do want to go down the line of, okay, thank you, of healing with you as well, okay? But as if you listened to the show a little bit earlier, we were talking about how many forms of healing there is, listening and, hands-on and physical trance, mediumship and stuff like that. But I do feel that actually you'll be doing something where it will be hands-on healing. So you'll be bringing through the loving energy of spirit world, okay, to people. But this will then actually escalate into other forms as well. Thank you. But she's also telling me you've been reading quite a lot of books on tarot. You understand that?
Yes, quite a bit on several. Yeah, angel therapy cards.
Okay. Right, and would it actually be right as well? Because she's telling me that actually you've looked at the occult side of stuff as well. Do you understand? She's giving me like you've been looking at not in a horrible sense. Okay, so I'm not saying that you're doing this as a horrible thing, but I keep hearing the word demonology. Okay, so it's all, you're looking into or trying to understand the good and the bad. Do you understand this?
I think so, because I'm trying to do the good, but I'm nervous. I don't want to do anything, pull anything from a negative way. I so try to avoid that. That makes me nervous.
And, okay.
So everything I'm doing with angels and white energy, just divine energy.
Okay. I'll tell you this very quickly, okay? You have to have an intent, okay, to have something bad come through. If you have that intent, then that's what you'll get. But if you only ever work with the intent of working with the highest unconditional love, the brightest of white light, and whatever you want to call it, okay, I call it the source of love, as people call it God and so on, that's what you'll be working with. But your mum here, okay, thank you, concerned with what, sweetie? Okay, you've been concerned with your leg as well, you understand this? She's saying, oh, you've been concerned with a leg or your leg. Do you understand this?
Well, I have to have both of my hips replaced, but more recently, my toe, I have a bone disorder, and my toe has been hurting, radiating up, and I'm really concerned about that.
Okay,
yeah.
She's just telling me that you need to change your shoes. She just said, well, she just needs to change your shoes, and it'll be better. Okay, so just change your shoes.
Okay.
Because you don't always wear the most appropriate shoes. You'd understand that as well. Do you?
Yes.
That's what she just said. Right, thank you. Because you like to be a little bit taller than you actually are. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And she's telling me that you need to wear flat shoes, okay? Thank you. She just said to me that she tried to tell you this as well, She tried to tell you this as well, that you need to wear flat shoes.
Okay. In spirit, she's tried to tell me?
Did you tell him in, when you passed, sweetheart, or when he was on the airplane? Right. Give me, how did you do that then? Okay. I feel that she's doing this while she's been in spirit, because she's been watching you. Okay, thank you. And she just showed me, actually, a curtain half drawn. So it's like you closed it and it half, and it was open again. You sort of turned it. Do you understand what she's talking about here?
Oh,
it's like, you need to keep an eye out for this, okay? Because there's physical movement going on. And she's talking about a cold spot as well. You've noticed a cold spot, or you need to look out for a cold spot. But she also wants to give you the month of May, okay? Month of May for you. So this could be either an anniversary of a birthday, a passing, or a wedding, or some sort of celebration. You'd understand this with you?
Yes, my son's birthday is in May, and my husband's.
Okay. Right, give me that. Right. But also, she's just telling me about April, okay? Obviously, it's before May, but April. Right, what's that? Okay, you're looking into doing something new. Obviously, this is to do with the spirit stuff, okay? But I feel actually April will be a deciding point for you, okay? So it'll come to form. This will come to light for you in April.
Okay.
It tells me as well that actually 2013 is going to be a lot better than 2012 for you, because 2012 has been a bit difficult. You'd understand this. Okay, and also she's just telling me that you've been, like we all are, okay, a little bit concerned with finances side of life. You understand that?
Yeah, extremely.
Again? Now, sweetheart, do you drive? Because she's talking about you driving. She's talking about the car.
Yes, thank
you. She's telling me this. Okay, right, okay, she's just giving me that idea that, you know, obviously it's a car, obviously, if we're driving, it's a car. But there's also a little bit of a concern over the car as well. Would you understand it? It's making a clunking sound, she just said. Do you understand this?
Okay. I've got to look into it, a clunking sound. Probably I need some more work, and I've had some work on it.
Okay. Let me ask for a bit more clarification on what she means. What do you mean, sweetheart? Is it moving along and it clunks, or is it stationary and it clunks?
It's moving. Okay. I drive it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I know that. I'm just asking if the noise is made when it's stationary or if it's moving. Now, she's just telling me, actually, it's more noticeable when you're pulling away. That's what she says to me. Okay, so it's like a clunk, 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 and then you're off.
Yes, because it tries to cut off. That's right.
Right, okay, there you go. So you do need to get this... right, thank you. I feel it's more electrical, so you need to get this looked at, sweetheart, okay? She's just drawing your attention to this, okay? Okay, look a bit more of this... The spirit. What's that? Okay. Now she's given me a book, okay, that you need to actually, I was going to say study, but really, I mean, the best study really is the practical study that you can do with spirit. I mean, you can read to your heart's content about what to do and what not to do and how all these other mediums do it and so on. But actually, I always find hands-on practice with others is always the best form, because you learn really... you know, that you're doing it right. But you need to have a really good teacher as well. Right. What's that? Okay. Now, she's just telling me, and there's a gentleman around you at the moment. You understand this as well? There's a gentleman around you.
In spirit?
No, on the earth plane.
On the earth plane. Well, there's my husband, but then I've been running, I'm around quite a few different people here and there.
I want to take your attention to the person that's not quite sure about what you're doing. Does that make sense?
As far as my spirituality?
Yeah.
Okay, he would be that person. Well, I'm sure there's several, but I think he would be that person too.
Your mum here in spirit is just telling me actually he's an adorable man. And that she actually really liked him before she passed. Do you understand this?
Okay, that's not my husband. this gentleman is questioning what I'm doing.
What she's just saying to me, okay, I can only give you 100% of what she's saying, is that there's a gentleman that's in your environment around you that's questionable about what you're doing or about your spirituality. But actually, he's got quite a bubbly personality, and she quite likes.
I have to think about that one. Because I have a brother-in-law that I know that she really likes.
Okay.
And he's into all of this as well, and they got along really well.
Right. Because you actually understand that there is there's been a connection to the spirits in your family for a little while now. You understand this?
Oh, really?
That's what I feel. I don't feel it's like, you know, it goes back generation to generation to generation. I just feel it's more of a recent thing. So, say again. Okay. I think you should look at your father's side of the family for this. That actually your father was either not up to something, you know, horrible, but he could either see or sense spirit, and it came from that line of the family. But it doesn't go far back, you know. It's a relatively new thing for the family. Okay.
Okay. Well, he was Buddhist. He's in spirit too.
Yep.
He was Buddhist. That would make some sense.
He was not good. I missed that last bit.
He was Buddhist.
Buddhist. Oh, okay. Well, there you go, because there's a spiritual connection there, okay? Right, okay. Okay. I just feel that you need to find a group, and I always suggest to people to find, like, a spiritual center or a spiritual church, because they have development groups in them, okay? But you need to actually know you're interested in doing development, because then you'll get invited to these little groups. So I would find this centre and a church. And I feel there's one close to you as well, because she keeps saying there's one close. But I'm going to leave it there for you, sweetheart, okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you so very much.
And you're welcome. But please take the love from your loving mum in spirit, okay? And know that she's always around you.
Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness, Mommy. Thank you very, very much. And I'm to look at the signs, the physical signs around the home.
Absolutely. And get your flat shoes.
I'm changing my flat shoes. Is there a way that I can ask her to, if she can make her signs more noticeable to me?
Okay. I don't think it's going to be a little feather. I think it's going to be a noisy hello, I'm here. Okay?
Okay.
There you go, sweetheart. Take care.
Thank you so much. Namaste.
You.
Oh, that was lovely. Okay, and we're going. Thank you for that, Nick. That was absolutely fantastic. Lovely reading. We're going on to our next caller now. Hello. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi there. Who is that, please?
Hi, my name is
Hello.
Hannah.
Hannah. Hi, darling. Yeah, I can now, yeah. Can I just say hi to you? My name is Jeanette Ann, and I'm one of the co-hosts on the Guiding Light. So how can I help you this evening, please, my love?
Well, I'm going to leave it in your hands. I do have a question about my love. I do have a relationship at the moment. Same time, I don't mind any message that... you get through.
Okay, no problem. Yeah. Hannah, what I'm getting, what I'm being shown with you, okay, as we speak, I feel that there's a lot of confusion and stress around you, okay? That's the first thing that I'm linking into around your energy. Do you understand that, my love?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Right, okay. I'm just being made aware of the last 8 months. That things have been like a little bit of a roller coaster ride, really. That's what I'm being shown. I also feel that there's a lady who comes close to you from the spirit side, and I'm getting either a grandmother or an auntie, but this person was very, very close to you when you were a little girl. Do you understand this person, my love?
Not at this moment.
All right, okay, because I'm getting a feeling of a grandmother or a great aunt or a neighbour who was like a grandmother, because I'm just drawn to this warm link with this lady.
Okay.
Okay, and she seems to be coming in with a lot of love for you, and she's also telling me, okay, that sometimes you've just got to take that leap of faith, because what I'm feeling with you is that you're hesitating, sweetheart, all right? And okay. you're hesitating with the situation. You're kind of sitting on the fence and you're thinking, oh my goodness, what do I do? And it's like as though I just want to say to you, just go for it. Because that's what she's just given me now. It's almost like as though she's saying, tell her to go for it. Okay, so it's like you haven't got anything to lose, but you are creating obstacles in your mind before they've even come. Do you understand that feeling?
Wow, this is very accurate, yes.
Okay, my love, because what I'm feeling with you, sweetheart, all right, is that you've been disappointed in the past, and I feel that the way that you've got by now is kind of keeping yourself in the safe zone, all right, where you don't allow people to come in that close to you, and I feel now you're kind of really got to come out of your comfort zone, because what I feel is that you've got an opportunity to move on in your life with someone, and you're restricting yourself by your past. I tell you that. And I just want you to let it go, okay? Because I do feel that in the past someone let you down badly, okay, on an emotional level. And since that happened, she's telling me all about this, okay? Since that happened, you've been like a closed book. You haven't allowed anybody to get close to you. And I feel that you've lost opportunities because you've closed them down before they even started. But this situation around you now, I feel that this gentleman could be very nice, my love.
He is.
And I think, why not? Like this. Okay, this is the impression that she's given me, okay? She's telling me, okay, that you're kind of like analysing every single thing that he does. And when he says something to you, you're analysing that. And you're saying, why does he say that about me? What did he mean by that? And you're torturing yourself with so many irrelevant things.
Yeah.
And I just feel what I have to say to you, this guy's heart is kind. I feel he's got, and you know what I like about this guy? I'm just sensing that he wants to put his arms around you. So he just wants to care for you. He's just coming across as a really nice, caring guy who only wants to give you love. He doesn't want to take anything from you. He just wants to be there for you. And it's almost, I have to say it, sweetheart, you're judging him on someone else's bad behavior. So you're not really letting him have a chance to be him for who he is. You're judging him on what someone else done to you in the past. And that's coming straight from this lady because she's really wanting to get that message across to you. And I really do feel that if you allow this guy to be the man that he wants to be for you, and if you let go of all this negativity and all this doubt, and if you get off the fence and go for it, that you'll never look back, my love. Okay. I feel you should really go
emotional.
For this.
Sorry.
Oh, bless your heart. Now, did you hear the meditation that we did earlier on this evening? Because I feel that would be wonderful for you. You can find that on the archives of the show, because I feel that you have got inside you this wall of negativity, okay? And it's all around your heart chakra area. It's all based on the doubt. I feel I want to go back 5 years, okay, with you. And when I'm going back 5 years, there's something around you then 5 years ago that really, really hurt you. Do you understand 5 years, please?
I started a relationship 5 years ago.
Right, and this was the start of the emotional roller coaster ride that you was on, okay? I feel that when you was with this gentleman, he never made you feel like you. He always made you feel like as though you was less than the best for him. And I feel that he was what I would call someone who was chipping away at your self-confidence.
Yes.
All right, so when he went, because I feel that there was someone else involved as well, you felt worthless, but you kind of blamed yourself. This is what I'm being shown. This is the impressions that I'm getting, okay? This is what they're telling me. You blamed yourself when you should never have, because none of this was your doing, none of this was your fault. You took it inwardly, okay? And I do feel, all right, that you've always kind of, since that time, got by closing yourself off to other people coming close to you. Now, this guy that you're with right now that you've met, he is absolutely desperate to be the man that you know he could be. He really just wants to be there for you, darling, because what spirit is showing me now, okay, is a man that's coming forward to you with his arms open, okay? He just wants to love you, and they can't run your life for you. Spirit are not there to do that, but what they are there to do is just give you a little bit of guidance. And I'm so being drawn to say, give this guy a chance. What have you got to lose? Get off the fence, move on with your life. Don't look back over your shoulders to the past, okay? I feel that you need to turn your head around and move it towards the forward position. Take this guy's hand and move forward with him. Then I feel that you'll feel a lot better in yourself, okay? It's almost like as though the only way you feel comfortable is if you're holding on tightly to everything. But sometimes you just got to take a leap of faith, my love, and that's what Spirit have come to say to you this evening. Can you hear me, darling? Hello? Hello? Can anybody hear me? I think we've lost that lady. Okay, so we are going to go over to the next caller now, my love. And I'm going to pass you over to Sarah.
Hello, and who's calling? Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Hi there.
Hi.
You're live on radio, and you're speaking to Sarah May. Who am I that's okay. Who am I talking to?
Jessica.
And whereabouts are you, Jessica?
New York.
You're in New York. Lovely. Okay. Is there anything specific you wanted to ask, or do you just want me to link in with you, Jessica?
Nothing specific. You can just link in with
me. Right. Okay, let's see where we're going with you. With you, I'm rubbing my hands together. Okay, I'm sat here and I'm rubbing my hands backwards and forwards. And I have a feeling that this is something that somebody does around you or somebody in spirit used to do. Rubbing my hands together. Okay, darling?
Not me, but maybe someone.
Okay. Is this somebody in spirit on the earth plane?
Do I have someone in spirit, you're asking?
With the rubbing of the hands.
Not that I could think of.
Okay, that's okay. Because I like to know where my link is, you see. But
okay.
I'm still doing it, and I'm rubbing them quite quickly, and I feel like I'm rubbing energy together here. Like I'm rubbing energy together. I feel like I've got somebody around me who's got something wrong with their eye as well. Is anybody in the spirit world or on the earth plane had a problem with an eye?
My grandmother used to.
And she's in spirit?
Yes.
Okay, lovely. It must be her who's rubbing her hands then, because as I was doing that, I got this eye thing around this lady as well. She gives me an April link around you, darling. April, Jessica. So is this a passing or a birthday?
Not that I could think of. She passed in May. Early May.
Okay, no problem. Do you know what? I want to give you the 11th of April for some reason. So I want you to have a think about that date, the 11th of April. Now, if it's nothing that you can place in the past, it will be something that comes up for you. Okay?
Okay.
I feel like, I don't know whether it's her or somebody around you, that likes to chew what I would call wine gums or fruit gums.
No one that I could think of.
Okay, because I feel like I've got a wine gum or a fruit gum, and I'm chewing it, okay? And it could be her in the spirit world or somebody around you, but that's the feeling that I've got, because I can taste the fruit in my mouth, okay? Now, I'm wondering if there was something wrong with her taste buds before she passed, because I feel like I've lost my sense of taste.
Yes, there
okay?
was.
That's why I'm eating the wine gum.
But she couldn't eat.
She couldn't eat. Probably that's why she's giving me that, to tell me the fruity taste. you know, missed out on that fruity taste and really wanted to eat something like that. But I just felt that my mouth and my tongue was just, there was no feeling sensation and I couldn't taste anything, okay? She gives me the colour blue around you for some reason. She's surrounding you with blue. And to me, this is like healing, okay? Giving you healing. Blue is often the colour for healing. There's something I feel that you need to do and you're hesitating with it as well. And it's an opportunity that will come your way, all right? And I feel like I want to make changes around my home, but I also want to make changes around work as well with you. Okay?
Well, I'm actually looking for a job.
That's it. Now, the thing is, you know, Jessica, my sense is, were you thinking about working from home?
No.
Right, because I can see something or somebody coming to your home, right? And a contract of some sort coming to your home, physically somebody coming there, okay? And I'm one, yeah?
I was thinking about doing, well, I'm a teacher, but I'm looking for a job. And I thought about doing the contracting from where I go to other people's homes to work with their children.
That's it. But I also feel the children could come to you.
Okay.
Okay. If you could find a window within your day whereby you could maybe have a group of children come at one time, which will be more financially beneficial for you and for the children that are learning. It'll be better for them because it's in a group situation where they can learn how to integrate with each other and have different learning levels between each other. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah? So my feeling is that it's actually coming to you and that maybe you need to think about this. Think about bringing a small group of children to your home whereby it's after school studies. Okay, which is helping them with the subjects that they are struggling with. And my sense is it's the English or it's the language that you'll be helping children with.
Yeah, English is actually my concentration, but I'm a special education teacher.
Yeah, but it's to do with the writing. I know, you know, you probably do work with a special education, but I feel like I'm teaching children with the writing. And it could well be, you know, if they've got dyslexia or something like that. But I feel that there's children that need more than what they're getting in mainstream school. And I feel that parents will pay for you to do this. And I get a sense that these contracts are coming to your home. And around that, I get the name Tina.
Okay.
So I want you to watch out for a Tina. Do you know a Tina?
I know of a person. She was someone that actually used to run the after school program that my children went to, but we don't talk to each other, so.
Okay, is that because your children are no longer there, or was there an issue with her?
Oh, no, just because she doesn't run the program anymore, so.
I still get a feeling that this Tina is connected. So it may well be that she can facilitate the children to come towards you. I get a connection with the Tina. Or it could well be that I've just given you a memory link with her as well. Okay. So that's my feeling with you, Jessica, that it will come to your home. And I feel you'll be very successful with this. And I feel in a group environment rather than on a one-to-one, because maybe sometimes in the kind of work that you do, children are separated and they need to integrate. Do you understand?
Yes.
They need to integrate with each other and try and get on with each other. And if they've got behavioural problems or whatever, I feel this is manageable. I really do. And that's what I feel for you. Okay. I've got a Roger somewhere. Who's Roger?
I don't know of a Roger.
Roger, wait for that to come in then because they're giving me Roger. And I've also got a clear December link with you. So the celebrations, parties, it's not Christmas. There's a celebration coming up at Christmas for you. I feel like it's a family get-together.
Okay.
Any birthdays around about that time, sweetheart?
Oh, I have a nephew and a niece, but they live about 5 hours away from me. Actually, my whole family lives about 5 hours away from me.
Okay, darling. So really, I feel it's the beginning of December, not the end of December.
Mm-hmm. That's when my birthday is. One is the 3rd and one is the 6th of December.
That's it. I was going to tell you, it's the first week in December, and I feel like your family will get together, and this has been long overdue.
Yeah.
All right, darling. Anything you want to ask me quickly before I break off?
Yes. I kind of want to know a little bit about my mother-in-law. She passed on way before. My husband's in his 30s, and I'm 30 years old, and she passed when he was about 10. And I just, you know, want to know if she's watching us and, like, if she has anything to say.
Okay. Yeah. My answer to that will always be yes, as any medium will tell you. Yes, she will be watching over you. She will be watching over her son. She shows me something to do with rope. I don't know why, but I can see rope. Okay. I don't know whether he's having to pull something or tow something, or he's had to pull something with rope recently, but she's just shown me some rope. So if you don't know about that, then just have a think about it, because it's there. Okay. She also tells me that she's with him in September as well. So there must be something in September that's relevant around the family.
Mm-hmm.
Have a think about it.
Yeah.
Could be a passing, or it could be birthdays. But she's just given me this September link. And I've got a piercing pain just above my right ear as well. So has somebody been having problems with their ear?
Not that I know of.
Okay, unless it was her, because it's quite piercing. I don't know whether I have burst my eardrum. Don't worry, I don't give things to come. This is something that will be in the past, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's giving your husband... Who's the J letter, please, sweetheart? J?
I start with a J.
You're Jessica. Is there anybody else?
My brother-in-law, my husband's little brother, his name is James.
James, that's the son then, isn't it? Okay, so she just gave me that J link, and she's talking about roses as well, but she's talking about red roses. Okay, so if you don't know of these red roses, they're coming in, and you will know about them. And I also get the name of Robert as well.
Robert is her brother-in-law, actually.
Okay, there's an evidential link for you, my darling, the name of Robert. She brings in a severe pain around my back, the top of my back. I feel a severe pain there. So I don't know whether this is connected with her or somebody around her, but I've got that pain and I feel winded. I feel like I've lost my breath.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just want to bring that into you, just to explain a little bit about her and what she's showing to me. She brings a lot of love around the family, and she shows me a particular chair that maybe your husband sits in, looking out of the window. And she's telling me she's with him when he's sitting and he's looking out of the window. And I feel like it's got Queen Anne legs on it.
Yes.
An armchair with Queen Anne legs. And please tell him when he sits in the chair, he thinks of his mom and she's with him and she loves him very much indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very pleased with you, sweetheart. Okay.
Okay,
we're coming up to time, my darling, and I'd like to thank you so much for calling into the show, and you'll be able to listen back afterwards. Thank you for calling in, Jessica. Okay.
Bye.
Thank you, darling. Hello, everybody. Where are we? Are we ready for Nick, or what are we doing?
Well, we can have a couple of songs, and then that would pretty much take us up to the coming up to the end of the show. So I thought before we go, then we can have a little quick chat with all of us together.
Lovely. Okay.
Yep, I'm still here.
Okay, Nick. Thanks, Nick.
No, I can't take one more step towards you, 'cause all that's waiting is regret. Don't you know I'm not your ghost anymore? You lost the love I love the most. I learned to gonna catch a cold from the ice inside your soul. So don't come back for me. Who do you think you are? I hear you're asking all around if I am anywhere to be found. But
because we are coming up to the last 10 minutes of the show. So I'm going to ask the fantastic Nick if he would just say hi to the next lovely caller online.
Hello. 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 Hello.
Hi, have we got
a caller on the line?
Doesn't sound like it to me.
Okay, well, I think we've had we've got a little bit of feedback going on. Now then, seems to we've got a couple of minutes left. I think obviously the caller has dropped. I don't know what's gone on there. Maybe we're having technical problems. So in the meantime, I think we're just going to carry on, have a little chat, and see if we can get the caller back up in the next couple of seconds. Nick, have you enjoyed the show working with us tonight?
I have indeed, yeah. It's been great, thank you. It's been really good.
And what about you, Sarah? Have you been enjoying your evening with us tonight?
I've loved it. I love having guests on, love doing the show, the chats. You know, I'd like to thank everybody who, maybe some of you have been waiting on the line for calls. Try next week. Try and get in early next week. We'll do the best we can to get all calls in. We are offering our services to you, but if anybody wants private readings, you're more than welcome to get in touch with us. We are there privately.
Yeah, we certainly are. And if you want to get through to me to book a private reading, if you'd like to Skype me on Jeanette and Psychic, and I can give you my details, and the same applies to Sarah, get through to Sarah on Facebook and also with Nick Humphreys. And I'm sure that anyone who has missed the opportunity to have a chat with us tonight, they can either come through next week or give us a quick message and we'll sort something out on a private one for you. But it's been a really fantastic show tonight. And, you know, next week now I won't be here because I'm away for a couple of weeks. But who have we got covering me next week, Sarah? Do you know?
I think we've got a late caller in here, Jeanette. Have we got time to take it in? Caller 631. How much time have we got left, producer?
We've got about 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Okay. I think you've come in anyway. Is that a caller? Hello?
Yeah.
Nick, could you do a quick 2 minutes with this lady?
I'll certainly try. Hi, hello.
Hello.
How can we help you within the 2 minutes that we've got?
I think it's okay at this point. I was on earlier. I was supposed to be third in the queue, but I don't know what happened, so...
Oh, okay. Do you have a question?
I just wanted to see what came through. I was just going to leave it in you guys' hands.
Okay. But let's see what we get. I've got a lady come forward very quickly, okay? I have asked her to sort of shift her energy so she can come in, okay? And I feel very motherly with this lady, okay? So I want to go to the mum side of the family, but she's still not telling me quite right if she's either mum or grandmama, okay? So would you understand you've got this lady in spirit?
I've got both, yes.
Oh, okay, right. Okay, thank you. And she's telling me that you need to calm down. You need to calm down, okay? So you understand that things have been a bit tight or, hence, I don't know, what's the expression, sweetie? Okay, pent up, she's telling me. So things have been quite vigorous around you. Do you understand this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and she's telling me as well that you're quite worried about a lot of aspects of your life at the moment.
Yeah.
Do you understand this? Yeah? She's coming through to say that there's no need to worry, okay? The more you worry, the more things will take longer to come into you. Because you're worried about the work aspect as well. That's the main thing for you, isn't it, at the moment?
I can't say it's the main thing. It's more financial than specifically work-related, but it's more of a financial issue. It's bigger than work, let's put it that way.
Okay, but it's when I wouldn't say work, it does include the financial, because we work to earn money. But let's say your outgoings are greater than your incoming. Do you understand this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Two. Okay. But she's telling me also it takes two to tango. Okay. Because I feel that somebody's not quite pulling their weight around you. Do you understand this?
Not particularly, no.
Okay, give me that again. Right, she's just saying to me that that you seem to be doing a lot more than others, if you understand what I mean. Do you understand this? It's like you're doing all the work. That's what she's saying blatantly. She's just saying you seem to be doing all the work, and it takes two to tango. This is her words, okay? It takes two to tango, and there could be two incomes, if that makes any sense.
I'm alone, so no, it can't be two incomes. I'm not married. I'm not in a relationship right now. So.
Okay. I still have to give you what she's saying to me, okay?
Right, it's okay, yeah. I mean, okay. I live alone, too, so it's not, there's not another person that would contribute.
Okay. I want to give you the month of February. She's telling me about the month of February is quite important. This is for her to give you a link to her, okay? So the month of February. But she's saying to me as well, she keeps giving me two, okay? So it's either two jobs or two people, and she's saying two to tango. She keeps going on about two to tango. Either she really enjoyed dancing or it's to do with the financial state, okay? But she keeps saying me two. Okay. Right, so there's two avenues that are coming up. So you're actually thinking about doing something else as well. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to go into archives. I know this now, okay? But she's also just saying that the fact that that you're thinking of changing something as well. You'd understand this. It's almost like you want a change of path, change of career, change of movement. You'd understand this?
I don't want to move, but there's a lot of things I want to change.
Yeah, not as in like you want to move house or anything like that, but there's lots of stuff you want to change, lots of movement around you. Okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But she's telling me that you need to trust yourself because your self-esteem is really low at the moment. You'd understand this?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. Right, okay, thank you. But also she's talking to me about control of spending. Control of spending. And she's giving me the idea that actually either you've overspent or something like this. You understand what she means?
No, I can't say that that's not the issue. That's not the problem, no.
No, I'm not pinpointing it to one issue. I'm just giving you the information of what she's saying. Okay, she's just saying that there's an aspect here of an overspend. So either you blitzed a credit card or something like that. I'm only giving you ideas.
It's not something that's current. That can't be
Again, I can only give you what the spirit are giving me. Okay, but she's just telling me that you need to trust yourself more. Okay. And to stop being so negative around things, you'd understand this as well. Just tell me you're quite negative around it, so it's drawing in a lot more negative. You always seem to be thinking, you know, why do I keep getting these bad things coming into me? Do you understand this?
I question why a lot of things would happen to me, but I'm actually very positive. I'm as positive as a person could be under the circumstances. So
right.
I try to put positive energy out there. So I can't say that, no, I'm not really a negative person. I try not to speak negative things into a situation because I believe in not putting that energy out there. But other than that, I mean, there's a lot of crap that's happened to me, and I question it, but I don't give too much energy to it.
Right, okay. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, okay? I'm going to break this link here, okay? Because obviously... I'm giving you stuff, okay? But I can only ever give you the stuff that the spirit and your lovely mum is giving you, okay? Right, hang on a second. She's just saying one more thing. Hang on. Okay. Okay. Right, okay. But she's talking about Tuesday. Looked ahead to Tuesday. I don't know if there's something going on a Tuesday, or Tuesday is an important day for you or your mum before she passed. But even as I speak about your mum here, okay, I know I've had this before in a previous caller, but I'm feeling very heavy chested around your mum. So I don't know if she passed with thinking she's just giving me the word angina here, okay? So I feel like I've got something going on with my chest. You'd understand this?
My mother? No, not offhand. No, I mean it's not what she passed of that we knew of. So.
Right.
But we don't know what else was going on. It was a brain hemorrhage.
I'm going to leave it there, sweetheart. Okay, because I know we have run over time. Okay, and obviously my link here is I'm trying to rush things through for you. Okay, So I'm going to leave it there, and I apologize to you as well, okay?
All right, I appreciate you taking me at this late time.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you for that, Nick. Thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay. Yes, it was a rush, Nick. I'm really sorry for that. I was aware that people were waiting for calls, and we got into a couple of songs. So I think whatever you've given to that lady will be there for her, as we well know.
Yeah.
The link we have is a clear link. It comes with that energy for that person. And maybe just have a think about it when we have a listen back to the show. But thank you so much for coming on to the show this evening. And I do believe that you and Jeanette are duoing tomorrow night on your show.
Yeah, we are.
Indeed. I'm looking forward to that. It'll be fantastic.
Yeah, me too. I'm really looking forward to that. And thank you again for the invite to come onto your show, because it's been
great.
Yeah,
anytime, Nick. Anytime.
Thank you.
Well, time's up, folks. Until next week.
Yep, it is indeed.
We will be singing. Jeanette's off for a couple of weeks on her Jolly Hollies.
Lovely.
A sambuca and a margarita and maybe an umbrella and a cherry. We do not know, but I'll be sat with my drink of water in the kitchen, sadly on the radio. So I'd like to say thank you to everybody for listening, and over to Jeanette and Nick.
Yeah, I'd like to say good night and God bless you all. And you'll see me back with you in the first week in October. I know you're going to be in safe hands with Sarah. We've got some fantastic guests coming in over the next couple of weeks. And I'd like to say God bless and thanks for listening to Guiding Life.
Thank you. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for being part of the Guiding Light Show. Jeanette and Sarah will be back with you next week at the same time, 9 o'clock in the evening, GMT. Meanwhile, contact them direct. Search Guiding Lights on Facebook or visit their website. Jeanette is available at www.jeanette-coon-psychic-tarot.co.uk and Sarah available at www.sarahmaypsychic.com. Until next week, take care.